Hi, I'm Robert Krulwich, host of Nova Science Now. You can find us on the web at pbs.org/nova/science now. And I think I can say, without objection, that I am composed, as are you, of hundreds of billions, if not trillions, of atoms. And atoms, as you know, are themselves composed of protons and neutrons and electrons. So talking to you and you listening to me, we are both immense collections of teeny bits of matter. That's kind of obvious. Then, about 70 years ago, the scientists who study small bits of matter noticed if they crashed atoms into each other in powerful colliders and then looked very closely at the debris, it turns out every bit of matter has a secret mate. So for every electron, there appears to be an electron of opposite charge, kind of an anti-electron. For every proton, an antiproton. For every little thing, there's an opposite. Collectively, we call them antimatter. And scientists wondered, why? Why do we have antimatter? In fact, I asked physicist Neil Tyson, why is there antimatter?
We have no idea. Has there been tests done? Is there experimental evidence? Has anyone alive seen antimatter particles? Can you create them?
Oh, yeah, antimatter is fun because it sounds like science fiction people came up with it. But no, we predicted this. We, meaning the community of physicists, predicted it and discovered it within a very short period of time back in the 1930s and 1940s. Antimatter. And we labeled it. And the first antimatter particle discovered was the anti-electron, better known as the positron.
And then what scientists noticed is if an electron and its opposite ever meet, if they even touch,
they just annihilate, and that's it. They're gone.
That doesn't seem very attractive.
You don't really want to be annihilated.
Not
that's a bad thing.
Which makes it very hard in our universe, made up entirely of matter, to hold on to antimatter. It won't store very easily. You can't put it in anything, because anything you put it into is annihilated.
There's no container in which to place it.
Which brings us to Professor Tyson's rule number one, the next time you have an encounter with an alien. There is a chance, because there's always a chance, that the alien you meet, when it extends its whatever it is that it's extending, there's a chance that there's something important about this alien that you don't know.
You don't know for sure whether they're made of matter or antimatter.
Mm.
So you don't want to shake their hand or whatever it is they're offering you to shake. So you'd like flip them a coin or something. If they explode, they were made of antimatter and you didn't risk your life. These are safety tips.
Another useful tip for everyday living from the folks at Nova Science Now. I'm Robert Krulwich.